Well, honestly, I did not mean to press record so fast. I wasn't actually ready. Okay, hi. Welcome to On Impulse. My name is Paige. Thanks for tuning in. Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this on Christmas Day, that's when I'm making it. I spent my first Christmas alone. Just a lot of like personal reasons. And just overall, I feel good. I did cry today. But like, I feel good. I do. It's been a very thoughtful day, but in a peaceful way. Not like I'm overthinking, not like I'm stressing about what I'm thinking. I'm just mindful and present with my thoughts. Like, that's interesting that I'm thinking that. And just allowing myself to feel it. And it's been an interesting day to really feel like I'm doing something very spiritual and just very humanizing. Like I need to process these things, and this is what it feels like to do that and take the time to. I bought myself some Christmas flowers at Trader Joe's. I feel like it's been like a kind of stressful week. And I didn't have time to grocery shop until literally Christmas Eve, like actual like food grocery shop, not like Christmas food. So I woke up super early and I went grocery shopping at 7 a.m. You know, part of me is like, fuck, I have to wake up early just at 7 a.m. all because my fucking job isn't closed on Christmas Eve. Like, so crazy society and just like fucking work makes you like you can't just have a few days off with your family, with yourself, with like, come on, like it's a holiday and maybe not one that everyone recognizes, but like, let's just as a society be like, yeah, like we all deserve a little break, we all deserve some time to spend with family. It's not just about gifts and like, if you are religious, then yeah, Jesus and stuff like that, but like, it's like. Just give me some time to be a human and to rest and just celebrate that I'm alive and that a new year is coming, that I've made it through this year. Like, I wish that was a thing. And I want to get to a place in my life where I can afford to work for myself and take those times off. Like, my business will be closed during these times. And just, I'm looking forward to creating space in my life for pleasure. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in this podcast today. So everything felt very rushed throughout this week, and I was so much in my head this week, like in an overthinky way, and a I'm at work and my mental state is so not good because I am so stuck just in this overthinking obsession of a million things at once. And it makes work harder. You feel drained, you know, you're not bringing the right energy. You don't want to be there. It makes it hard for you to feel grateful. Because you're not thinking about being grateful, you're thinking about 100 and a million other things. And even if you're not like actually stressed, you're like, it's gonna be fine, it's fine. It still feels stressful to have your mind overwork so much. And if you're ADHD, you'll definitely understand this. It's like I might have been laying in bed all day, but my mind was going so fast with so many different things that I feel like I ran 5 miles and hit the gym for 2 hours. I feel depleted. And I've said before, like being stuck in your mind and not being present in your body makes you physically ill. You start to get ill because your body, your spirit wants you to be like, hey, look at me, notice me. Oh, your foot hurts? That's, you know, like maybe you get a fucking rash, or maybe you get acne, or your stomach hurts, or like listen to your body. It's like, hey, since you're not gonna be present inside me, since you're not gonna sit here and feel what you have to feel and deal with life physically and presently. I'm gonna make you feel so shitty. I'm gonna make you sick. I'm gonna give you the flu, whatever, right? I'm gonna make you feel so bad until you are forced to live inside me and feel it and deal with it. Does that make sense? It does to me. Think about it, dwell on it. What was I talking about? Yeah, it just, even though this week has been going so fast, after today, right now, in this moment, up until making this podcast, I've really just thought about today. And I'm just like, you know what, about this week, I got myself some Christmas flowers. Like, they're beautiful. I'm looking at them right now. They're in a vase. They have, like, some pine, and they have red roses and white daisies and some kind of, like, I don't know what flower that is. It's, like, a maroon wine-colored flower, and then there's, like, this kind of purplish-orange one. It's just, I don't know. It's so beautiful. It makes me so happy seeing it. Like, I have my pink Christmas tree upright, and it has, like, colorful lights. It just looks messy and crazy, and I love it. And my dog's sleeping on my blue velvet couch. That's just, yeah, I have to vacuum it daily. I don't know why I got a velvet couch with the dog, but it looks good, whatever. I made a chicken pot pie today, and it was good, and now I got lunch for the rest of the week. Had some chocolate ice cream, got myself a new book for Christmas, and I'm sitting here and I'm writing in it. Something I decided I'd start doing again, I don't know why I stopped highlighting my books, I stopped making annotations. Sometimes I don't really need to do that depending on the book, but I think that's what it is. I've been reading a lot of, like, smut, I'm not gonna lie. And now I'm like, you know, I really want to start reading more informative books and start empowering my brain and just giving it some new things to think about, new things to talk about in conversations. That's one of my Yuletide manifestations, goals, whatever you want to call them, resolutions. It's just having more conversations in 2024, this upcoming year, just this upcoming season. Start talking about things, and if that's my goal, right, I'm going to put action towards it. So I need to start reading things that I'm going to have to talk about. So fuck it. Amazon Prime that shit. Got me a new book that's been on my list that seems interesting. And I'm going to... Now here I am already, literally first page in, and I'm highlighting something, and I started writing all this stuff down, and I'm like, oh my God, this would be a good podcast. Like, let me share it. So that feels so good. Yeah. If you want to be on my podcast, send me a voice memo. I have a thing on here where I can, like, add you even if you're far away. Like, you can just be sitting there on your phone and I'm on mine and it records live. We won't be able to hear each other, but it's kind of a cool thing. Or if you're here in Austin local, like, fucking let me know. I want to have at least one person a month this upcoming year on my podcast. Super doable, nothing overwhelming. And I'm still creating a goal. Achieving a goal. I realized when creating goals that I needed to just make them a little less daunting. You know, hopefully I'll be alive for a long time. So I have time to build up to whatever it is I want to be at, right? Start small, just achieve something small. Stop trying to figure out how I'm going to jump from the bottom step to the top step. I know that's been said a lot, but it's something I feel like I get really stuck in my head about. I'm like, what's the biggest action I can take? Like, how can I knock out at least, like, 4 steps? If I'm not thinking the whole 20, I'm trying to jump at least twice ahead. It's just not possible. I'm not ready for it. I didn't build the strength. It's like doing a pull-up. If you've never done one and you suck and you're super weak, okay, you don't suck. But you know what I'm saying. If you can't do a pull-up, you're not just going to be able to do it right away. You got to build yourself up to, you got to get on that machine that, like, has the weight to pull you up with it. You just put, like, your body weight, basically, or what, you know what I'm saying? You've been to the gym. Like, you're going to start small, and then you're going to build up to a pull-up, to then 10 pull-ups. But you can't just start out doing 50 right away. I know that's your goal. So I've been breaking my goals down. So one a month, if I have more, great. But that's a start. Shit, that's 12 people on my podcast more than I've had this year. Well, I did have one person, so 11 people. That's a good start. That's a great start. So let me share a little bit of what I wrote in my book. But first, I'm going to get a sip of my apple juice. I just want y'all to know, every time I take like a sip of whatever drink, which I do in like every podcast, my dog just like said I was dramatic. You know when dogs sigh to you, they're like, ah, like they have like this hard life, like they're annoyed with you. I think it's because he's trying to sleep and I'm over fucking talking. What was I just fucking talking about? Yeah, when I take a sip, that's your moment to reflect. Your moment of silence. Take a deep breath. Tune back in. Come back, because I probably lost you halfway there anyways. Here we are. So, this book that I'm reading, it is called The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. Just kind of infusing like my spiritual practice in with my creative artistic side. I think that'll really help fuel my energy. I know they say like you don't just wake up with motivation. You have to like do the thing and like see the result and then you're motivated. Or see the progress and then you're motivated. But I think that if I can integrate, you know, my faith that I have that everything's going to be okay into whatever creative project I'm doing, then, you know, it takes the fear out of it. It takes the work out of it, because then it becomes more passion. It's something I also am working on this upcoming year, is just being more passionate about the things that I'm already passionate about. Like, really dive deep in it. Like, stop getting scared of it. Stopping, you know, go all in, go as much in as you can. If you're tired, that's okay. Like, start somewhere though. So here's the book. I highlighted a quote, and I'll read it and then I'll explain it from how I just perceived it. And then give you some insight on a few thoughts that I wrote down that came out of this quote. Oh yeah, who's the author? Julia Cameron. Internationally, best-selling author. Slay. Okay. I want to stop saying slay and start saying tubular again. Because one, I sound funny when I say it. So I think that makes it even funnier. Why don't we say that? Like, that's tubular. Tubular. Like, I don't. Why do we stop saying that? I love that word. There's another word I wanted to bring back, but I can't remember it right now. Hopefully it'll come to me later. Okay. Without further ado. Okay. I'm going to get serious. Okay. After all, a creative artist is an inner youngster and prone to childish thinking. If your mom or dad expressed doubt or disapproval for our creative dreams, we may project that same attitude onto parental God. All right, this is how I understood that. Basically saying that if our dreams are acting silly, you know, like expressing ourselves, we've been told to be quiet, to, you know, that's silly, like, you need to be realistic. So, you know, if you've come from a very harsh reality, or even things like growing up a little less unfortunate, like a quote unquote poor, or growing up less educated, or growing up moving a lot, or growing up in a broken home, or whatever. None of us have a perfect life. Even if you grew up and you were rich, that doesn't mean you have perfect parents. I'm just saying, if you grew up in an environment that did not support creativity, even if that environment really wanted to, it just couldn't, because there was just so much going on. It was hard. It's like they say, you can't really, what is that fucking quote? Hold on. Like, a messy space creates like a distracted or messy mind or an unfocused mind, something like that. It's like, if your home is a mess, then you won't be able to be creative and have creative flow, energy, feng shui. Okay, it all fucking ties into itself, man. sorry, my inner hippie kind of came out. yeah, so if we grew up in an environment that we felt, you know, our childish mind, our childish self, I mean, I'm not saying that in a negative way, our young mind did not perceive it as a safe environment to be creative and to express ourselves fully. Maybe you were bullied in school. Maybe it wasn't like your home life. Maybe it was just society, whatever. You felt like you could not express yourself, that being creative, that being artistic, just thinking outside of the box, being different, being odd, like you perceive that as a bad thing. So now as you grow up, you may see, if you're religious, like God, or if not, just like spiritual, the universe, like whatever it is, even if you don't even know what to name it, you may think that like it's just life isn't working out for you, that, you know, it's silly to want to achieve these goals and these dreams. Like, yeah, it's nice to think about, but, you know, life is hard. You're going to work so hard. Work is always work. Life is always going to be hard. You're going to have to struggle to get where you want. Like, you're going to have this mindset, like, I'm not worthy. Like, I'm not good enough. It's not going to work out. You're going to have fears, which are very natural. But if you have previously in your life grown up seeing life not work out, even if you're just around someone who struggled a lot, you perceive life as a struggle. You're like, it's, if you grew up without money, you're like, it's hard to obtain money. You start to adopt these mindsets and you think that you can't be creative, that you can't just go all in those dreams and your passions. Or even if you start those dreams, those passions, you stop a lot, or you doubt yourself a lot. You don't give yourself enough credit. You don't speak highly of yourself because you're not fully integrated with the idea that like life can be pleasurable. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Things are going to happen, yeah, but it's just to show you like, hey, like let's not go that direction. Let's change it. Let's go a different way. It's all our perception. And if, hold on, what was I saying? That's another one of my resolutions, is to live life pleasurably, to allow myself to feel joy, to feel love, to feel safe, to stop depriving myself of good things because I know that there are bad things. Here are some of the thoughts that I kind of wrote down from that quote. And you can even send a voice memo and tell me like how you perceive that quote, or if you've also struggled with anything that I'm about to say. I've always felt this way. Me in parentheses, should I make a podcast about this? That if I'm creative, it means I'm reckless. Sometimes when I'm doing the things I enjoy, I feel like I'm not being practical. I always am feeling like I need to get it together. If I lose my trauma, if I allow myself to be happy, if I stop being sad, it'll be harder for me to create. And I've heard this before too, where people say like they don't want to take ADHD medication or whatever it is, bipolar medication, because they feel like if they lose this sadness in them, you know, if they lose this, I feel like for me with my ADHD, I feel like it's a part of me, right? And I feel by using medication that I'm gonna lose me. That I just need to tune in and I need to understand myself better. That's my personal belief. And I, people have said that, you know, if they take the medication, that if they take the depression medication, that they'll lose their creativity because that's how they write. That's how they have art. Like, you know, your muse, right? They broke my heart, so now I have something to write about. It's a lonely world for us creatives. I wrote that. Okay, girl. But that, I've always felt that way, that all intellects are depressed. They know, they feel just too much, more than others. That they understand too much and nothing at all. I was talking with my friend about this the other day. I forgot the theory they called it. But where the more you know, the more insane you feel, the more you know, the less you know. Because you know so many things. It's like, how is all of this true? The more information I digest, like I could read the whole Bible, and if I took that for fact, and then I read, I don't know, what's the opposite of a Bible? Like I read a whole like book about Wiccanism, like Buddhism, whatever. And I believe that to be a fact. It's like, now I know all this information, which one's true? And the more you learn, the less you understand. And it's so frustrating, in my personal opinion. And I think the only answer I found to that is like, you just have to pick what feels best for you. Like, yeah, there's so many things. You know, I've learned so much. I have studied a religion, a different religion, for a year at a time, where I would, like, I decided that I was going to be Christian, and I went to church every Sunday, and I read the Bible, and I practiced prayer, and I did all of these things, right, that you were supposed to do. And I believed, and I gave myself over, and I just accepted that as my truth. It was actually really interesting, because I really decided, okay, everything else I've learned, I am not going to read on it. I'm not going to practice it. I'm not going to indulge in it. I'm going to focus on this right here. I'm going to be a Christian, and I'm going to do all the things, and I'm going to see how it really makes me feel. I'm going to try and understand. It's like I did a fucking science experiment, okay? And I decided, you know, there were some of the things that I liked about it, but most of it did not really resonate with me at all. I was Catholic for a year, and I still say that I'm Catholic, because some things, some saints, some angels, some art, I truly believe saved me and have had a major presence in my life. And that's what I believe. That's what I have experienced. And a lot of me believes in Wiccanism. It's just, I was like, shit, I've been Wiccan, I think, since I was like fucking 10, 11. I don't know. Probably sooner than that. That always felt right to me, and it didn't ever not feel right. I was just curious, because we didn't really go to church growing up. We did for a little bit. My mom always said that it made her sad seeing all the happy families there. And now my mom's like a hardcore, I think my sister is still too, like a hardcore, like, what is it, agnostic? You don't believe in God? yeah, they don't believe in God at all. Very even like, you know, why would he create cancer? He's a horrible thing. You know, like very fuck God. And it's funny. I'm just like, yeah, I think he exists, but not in the way that you might think. I don't know what I was just about to say, but I just started thinking about like me standing inside of a church. It's Christmas. Low-key, that kind of would have been a vibe for some reason. I'm telling you, like, I'm not religious like that at all. I'm very spiritual. But something about the vibe, like this, the color of the stained glass windows, just even if you're just sitting there and all the candles lit and you have this giant architecture and it's just this big cross and this whole symbol of like, I'm going to give up my faith. Like, I'm going to put my trust in you and this and just know that everything's going to be okay. Like, that's all it is at the end of the day. Like, it's all going to be all right. Like, I'm safe. Like, I have someone to talk to when I'm sad, someone to thank when I'm blessed. I think the symbolism is absolutely beautiful. And I think it saves many people's lives. And, you know, I'm not saying religion is the most amazing thing. I think there's been horrible people that do things out of religion or out of quote unquote religious beliefs. But I think at the heart of it, I don't think it's inherently bad. And I'm not talking about how, like, whatever the church is, tax the poor and all that, whatever bullshit, okay? Like, controlling the masses. I'm not talking about all that. I'm just talking about the symbolism of it. I think it's beautiful to believe in something because I've not believed in so much in my life. And it never made me feel better, I'll tell you that. Believing made me feel 10 times better. Is there still doubt? Of course. I think it's natural. But I think that believing at the end of the day always makes me feel better than having nothing. I don't know. Something else I started reflecting on with this is, what does feminine energy mean to you? And what about it makes you feel uncomfortable and why? And then vice versa, masculine energy as well. So like your yin and your yang, don't ask me to quote the differences right now. That's just, no, I'm too big for that. Google it, please. So I just wanted to answer that question for myself, and I haven't yet, so I'm not going to share. But just something maybe for you to reflect on, like, how does being a woman or how does being a man, what does that mean to me in my life? And how is that hurting me? And how is that helping me? And what would I like to feel more of? Because we're all masculine, we're all feminine. We all have a sun and we all have a moon. We're made out of both, right? We're made out of a man and a woman. Like, we're going to have those energies. Like, being emotional is more your feminine side. Like, feeling things is more your feminine energy. And then, like, working and just, I don't know, being more physical is more masculine. Being more in tune with your body, I would say, is more masculine. Using body for your pleasure is more feminine, like, whatever. Look it up. But what does that mean to you? But yeah, do you like how you feel about that? And what about it makes you uncomfortable? And then I started thinking about how I've just come a long way on my spiritual, sacral journey of just being a fuck up, not even a fuck up, just being a fucking teenager and being lost and doing drugs. I just saw this hilarious ass Xanax meme though earlier. Sorry. Just being lost and getting with people and not understanding what sex really meant. You know, sharing myself, my energy with somebody. To then depraving myself of it and being celibate for so long and just not even letting people hug me, not letting anyone get close to me anymore. Trying to understand, like, what it means to me and what boundaries I want to set and, like, what kind of energy I bring. Yeah, can you imagine? This is what goes on in my head all day. Like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, this is what I think about all day. All of these things I've just talked about, that's just, like, what's going on in my head constantly. I'm just sitting here and thinking. I actually am a psycho. I sit here with no music on and we'll just stare at the wall. My dog just made that noise at me again. I'm meditating, okay, with my eyes open. I have come a long way to where now I welcome when someone hugs me. Like, I want to be hugged. I want to be loved. I love that feeling where before I was like, ew, don't fucking touch me. I don't want to be hugged. I don't want to be sentimental. Like, ew, I'm into that girly shit. Like, no, I am into that girl. I'm a lover girl. I'm a lover ass girl, okay? Like, I want kisses all over and I want to know that you're thinking about me and I want to know that you care about me. And I love taking care of myself. I love loving myself. It feels good. Something I wouldn't allow myself to do before because I was disgusted with myself and who I was and who the things that I had done. I would not let myself let it go. And the people that hurt me, I was just, even though I said, like, oh, whatever, I'm not even thinking about them anymore. And even though I wasn't, I never let go what they did to me. I still allowed the next time I met somebody to think, oh shit, well, this happened to me in the past with this person. So, like, I'm just going to be real cautious. I'm not going to open myself up all the way, or I'm going to be afraid. I think that's something with me is, like, I will overgive in fear that I'm going to lose somebody. I'm so scared of losing people that I don't allow them to just be. I don't allow myself to just be present. And just, like, if they come, that's great. And when they go, which all people will inevitably one way or the other, then they go. And it was a blessing that they came. And I'm really just adopting that mindset. And what does that feel like for me? And how do I show up in my relationships now with that belief? I've come a long way. I did not have this mindset whatsoever before. And I'm proud of myself. And I want you to take some time to be proud of yourself too. Because am I anywhere close to the goals, those 20 steps I want to reach? I some days still feel like I haven't even taken my first step. When other days I feel like, shit, I might be taking 12. You take 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, and you just go with the flow. You just learn what you can, and you put it into practice, and you decide what feels good for you. And all progress is good progress, I think. So thanks for listening. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Bye.